What's your take on the safety and tolerability of the AIs versus tamoxifen?
Certainly, they have some advantages compared to tamoxifen in terms of the risk of uterine cancer, which, of course, if patients and women's had a hysterectomy, is not an issue. I think the concern about osteopenia and osteoporosis is probably the biggest downside to the aromatase inhibitors, and it requires that you keep track of it or treat it with bisphosphonates of some sort to try and limit the morbidity of that. It should at least be monitored, if not treated. Of course, that, for a surgeon, becomes a whole area that we're not used to being into, and I'm not sure most oncologists are either interested or experienced in wanting to deal with these other issues. We're all being forced to, because if you're treating patients with AIs, I think you have to address that issue. They do have other side effects. I've had a number of women who can't tolerate them because of the muscle aches and so forth. And then we can always drop back to tamoxifen if they're willing to. And I think they may have a little bit less of the hot flashes or a little less severity of hot flashes, although they still have them.
Any sort of global take that you have on just general quality of life on one versus the other?
I've been particularly interested in asking women that I've switched over, how do you feel now compared to when you were on tamoxifen? And I think although a few notice some improvement, most don't really notice a lot of difference. The issue of bone density and fracture is going to take a long time to come out in the wash. But certainly if you look at the ATAC trial, there were not huge differences in the quality of life symptomatology, except maybe vaginal discharge and vaginal bleeding, which was, of course, related to the uterine effects.